Pesachas Bachem Pergala, Mishnah Beis Yosef ben Choni Omer, Hanishchatim, L'shem Pesach, L'shem Chatas, Psu. Yosef ben Choni says, other Karbonos, that are Shechted Shelo L'shmo, they were Shechted L'shem Pesach. Meaning, on Erev Pesach, you Shechted a different Korban with in mind that it was a Pesach, or the whole year round you Shechted a different Korban with in mind that it was a Chatas, those Karbonos would be possible. And he argues with what we had in the previous mission. The previous mission we thought that all the Bachim that are Nizbach Shelo Lishman are Kasherim. And Yosef ben Chonan argues, he said that which we said, all the Bachim that are Nizbach Shelo Lishman is Kasherim, that's only if they were Shechted Lishem other Korbanos other than a Pesach Bizmano and a Chatas the whole year. But other Bachim that are Shechted Lishem Pesach on Erev Pesach or Lishem Chatas the whole year round, they are puzzle. Just like a Chatas and a Pesach that are Shechted Shelo Lishmo are puzzle. Shimon Achi Izarya Omer. Shimon, the brother of Izarya, says. The reason why I hear the Mishnah says Shimon, the brother of Izarya, instead of mentioning the name of the father of Shimon, is because Izarya went out and did business and supported Shimon so that Shimon could learn. So therefore, since Shimon's learning was due to Izarya's support, so the Mishnah calls him Shimon, the brother of Izarya. And he says, Shachton L'shem Gavoa Mehem Ksherim. L'shem Namuch Mehem Psulim. Shimon Achi Izarya also argues with the previous mission. He says sometimes other zvachim that are nishcha shelo lishman are puzzle. And he holds it depends what type of korban you are shechting it l'shem. If you are shechting it l'shem a korban that is more kadosh than it, in such a case the korban would be kosher. But if you have in mind when you shecht the korban that you're doing it l'shem a korban that is less kadosh than it, in such a case it would be puzzle. Ketzad. What would be the case? If you have a korban which is kachim, such as an ola, chatas, or asham, and you shechted it with in mind that it's a different korban, a korban that is kachim kalim, such as a bachor, or a meiser, or a shlamim, in such a case, the korban would be possible. Kachim kalim, shechted l'shem kachim kshir. But if you have a korban which is kachim kalim, you have a bachor, or a meiser, or a shlamim, and you shechted it with in mind that it's an ashram or a chakas or an ola, which are kachet kachin. In such a case, the korban would be kasher, since you shechted it with a mind that it's a korban which is more kados than it. But as we saw in the previous Mishnah, this korban would not be yotzi to the balam for his chiv. Habachor ba'amaisa sheshachtan l'shem shlamim, kshayr. U'shlamim sheshachtan l'shem bachor l'shem maiser psuba. If you have a bachor or a maiser, and you shechted it with a mind that it was a shlamim, the korban would be kosher. As a shlamim has more kedusha than a bechor or maaser, the reason is that shlamim requires two matan dam al mizbeach shehein dalet, meaning that the matan dam are put on two corners of the mizbeach, so therefore the dam is on all four sides of the mizbeach. And so too, shlamim requires smicha, nesachim, and trufas chadei v'shov. As opposed to bechor or maaser, requires only one matan dam on the mizbeach, it doesn't require smicha, or nesachim, or trufas, so therefore shlamim has more kedusha than a bechor or maaser. But a shlamim that was shechted with a mind that it was a bechor or maaser, the shlamim would be pasul, and the bechor or maaser has less kedusha than a shlamim, and therefore the shlamim would not be kosher, cannot be eaten. The Sechas Bachim, Paragalef, Mishnah Gimel, Petah Sheshachtu B'Shachar Esbar Ba'Asar Shelo Lishma. A korban Petah that was nishchat in the morning of the 14th day of Nisan, Shelo Lishma. It was nishchat with a mind that it was a different korban. Rabbi Yeshua machshir kilu nishchat b'shlosha asur. Rabbi Yeshua is machshir the korban Pesach as if it was nishchat on the 13th day of Nisan shelo lishmo. As it did it, that a korban Pesach that was nishchat bizmano and it was nishchat shelo lishmo, it is possible. But if the korban Pesach was nishchat shelo bizmano, in such a case it has a din of ishlamim, and therefore if it was nishchat shelo lishmo, it is kosher. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that a Pesach that is nishchat in the morning for the 14th day of Nisan, that's considered Shelo Bizmano, as a Korban Pesach should be brought Bein Harabayim in the afternoon. And therefore, since it was Nikrab in the morning, it's Shelo Bizmano, it has a din of Ishlamim, and therefore, if it was Nishcha Shelo Lishmo, it's Kashim. Then Beseira Paisel, Ki'ilu Nishcha Bein Harabayim. Then Beseira argues. He holds that a Pesach that was Nishcha in the morning of the 14th day of Nisan, that's considered Bizmano and has a din of a Pesach, and therefore, if it was nishchat shelo lishmo, it's possible as if it was nishchat bein harabayim in the afternoon. Even though the morning is not this man for a Pesach, this man is in the afternoon, But since it is the right day to bring a korban Pesach, even though it was nishchat in the morning and had the din of a Pesach, and therefore if it is nishchat shelo lishmo, it's pasul. Amar Shimon ben Asa, mekubo ani mipi shivim ushnayim zaken, biyom shehishibu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah biyeshiva. Shimon ben Asa said, I have a Kabbalah tradition from 72 Zakenim that they said over the following din on the day. The Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed Rosh Hashiva in Yavne, as Rabbi Gamliel was originally the Rosh Hashiva. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah replaced him, and the Shivim Ushnayim Kenim said, Shekol hazvachim hanechalim shenizbachu shelo lishman ksherim, ela shelo alu lebalim mishum choyva, chut mina pesach umina chadim. That all korbanos that are nechalim, that are eaten, korbanos that are eaten, are all korbanos besides an olam. All of those korbanos that are nishka shelo lishma are kosher, except the balim, the owner of the korban, is not yotze his chov with that korban. Besides the pesach and a chata, that the pesach and a chata that is nishka shelo lishma is pasul. V'lo hosef ben azai ela ha'ola v'lo hodu lo chachamim. Ben azai was only Moses on the tana of the first Mishnah and olam. As in the first mission, we saw that all zvachim that are nishka shelo lishma are kosher except for a pesach and a chatas. While Ben Aza here is saying that all zvachim hanechalim, all zvachim that are eaten, are kosher. So this is excluding an ola. An ola would have the din of a pesach and a chatas according to Ben Aza. So he is mostif on the Tanakhama and ola according to him. And ola also that is nishka shelo lishma is pasul. And the Chachamim did not agree with Ben Aza. They hold then Ola also that it nishchash alo lishmo is kosher.